Welcome to Chat Ed Pod, a podcast with two friends who love to talk and learn together. I'm Lacey.
And I'm Annie, and this is an education podcast with the tagline Education Conversations about Equity, Transformation, and Belonging. Lacey, what are you reading, watching, or listening to right now?
I am enjoying listening to Silence. Listen. So, as most of you, if you listen to the podcast frequently, you know that I did some traveling. Lacey did some traveling, and while I was traveling at some, at a conference for a few days, I really appreciated and enjoyed my alone time. I got to meet some really cool, amazing Black female computer science education researchers. But that being in a hotel by yourself. Girl,
It hits a little different, doesn't
listen, I'm in the mirror like, hey, get it, girl.
it?
So since I've been back home, I have really enjoyed finding those moments where I could just enjoy some silence. I love, my kids, the music, the sounds of my house, because it's usually pretty loud, which is fine, but just enjoying the moments of silence has really been really needed for me lately. Annie, so what are you reading, watching, or listening to right now?
So I'm actually traveling right now, and I'm one of those, I guess you could call them weird people on a plane who, like, if it's a domestic flight, I don't really listen to anything, I don't really watch anything, I kind of close my eyes, I kind of ear hustle on the plane, like I don't really do a whole lot. So I didn't download any books or anything to listen to, but so for those of you who have listened for a while, you know that I'm on this my local school board as an elected official, and so I'm at the National School Board Association conference, which is in New Orleans, and our first keynote today was Ruby Bridges, and I was so excited for it. Love that I was able to. I never sit up front in those huge conference centers where there's, like 300 or 400 or 500 people in there. I was like in the fifth row. I was so excited. So what am I reading, watching, or listening to? Nothing other than I'm just going down, like the Ruby Bridges information, right? So I'm watching YouTube videos of things in the past. She just came out with a book and she's coming out with another one that she told us about today. And so I'm excited to kind of learn more about it. I did not realize her story. Like, I know her story as like we know it, but a lot of what she kept saying today is, you all in this room think you know Ruby Bridges. You know the Ruby Bridges that's in the Rockwell painting or that was in the first book, but Ruby Bridges didn't become a household name until about 1995. She like had like a normal quote unquote job. She wasn't like in the mainstream of the civil rights movement. It wasn't until the mid 90s. And not only that, but she kept saying, I didn't choose this path. This isn't, I did not, like, she was 6 years old when she was put into the integrating the school. But this is kind of, she's a religious person. This is where God has put her. But what I found interesting is there's so much more depth to her story. Like, her parents were sharecroppers. Her brother was murdered on the streets of New Orleans. One of her sons was murdered on the streets of New Orleans. Like, there's just so much more to her story that I know is not shared. And so it was awesome to be in the same room as her and to listen to her speak. And so I'm kind of going down that path of kind of finding out more about this person that we always talk about. We always, think about the painting. We all know that painting or that picture, but there's so much more to it.
Yeah, and I think when we think about the success stories, quote unquote, the success stories of like history or those who made it, or those who brought about change, or those who were the first, right? The struggle, the hardships, the pain, like how lonely it is a lot of times, kind of being the first, and even thinking about like Ruby's parents. And like what they had to go through, like to even make that decision. Because as a parent, a lot of times, like I question, like, am I making the right choice for my child? I'm trying to give my child, all these great experiences, But is it worth it? Just so, I mean, that sounds great, that because we don't know. We know like the filtered presented to us through the lens of media version of Ruby Bridges. So it's excellent that she gets to tell her story and that there's a room of people who are there willing to listen.
Yeah, it was awesome. So that kind of goes into our news article. We don't really have like a news article today, but as I'm going down this like Ruby Bridges, path, I found a YouTube video from when she was on the Colbert Show, the late night with, I think Stephen Colbert is what it's called. And I just want, and I want to, I'm gonna, we'll put it in our show notes, but just to talk about kind of her story. And oftentimes, her story is the violence and the negativity she saw when she walked into the school. But one of the things that is often not told, but I can tell that she is very much sharing this story of the change that a teacher can make in your life. And so one of the things she shared today with us, and she shares in this video clip, is that she, while she walked through all of that quote unquote danger, right? The yelling, the violence, all of that. She walked into the arms of a white woman who was willing to show, like, put her heart on her sleeve and be the amazing teacher. She called her second mother, in the talk that I heard today, but also in this podcast. And just knowing that, even though, and what she says in this video, even though she looked exactly like the people outside who were screaming and seemed really angry, I know she wasn't them at all. She showed me her heart. I knew that she cared about me. She made me feel safe. I loved that school because of her. And she really didn't see kind of the negative side that we see now, and that was really kind of highlighted again in the mid-90s and kind of continues to be highlighted until she was about, until she was an adult. And so just really thinking about the difference a teacher can make in the life of a child. And you, yes, there's research that says if you have a teacher who looks like you, there's like a greater success rate in, changing your life trajectory or seeing yourselves in windows and mirrors. But there's also the other side of that like it doesn't have to be someone who looks like you or sounds like you, as long as you are that caring and safe space. And I feel like that's a lot of the work that Lacey and I talk about, is creating that safe and equitable space. That yes, she looked this her teacher looked like the people yelling at her outside of the school, but she showed her that she wasn't her. And so really just thinking about who are we as educators in the lives of children. So kind of some other things to come up with this news article or this YouTube video is that she did have a book that came out that she talked about today. And to be honest, I hadn't heard of it. But it's called Dear Ruby, Hear Our Hearts. And on the Scholastic website, it basically says, this is the description. Ruby Bridges says, "I've heard their hearts and now share those hearts with you. These pages truly speak to the power of children. Ruby Bridges was the first Black child to attend an all-white elementary school. She established the Ruby Bridges Foundation to promote tolerance and to create change. And through basically taking off of what the Scholastic says and what she shared today, basically what she did in this book is children have been writing to her for years and years and years and years. And she's taken those letters and put them into a book form. So it's a compilation of letters from concerned young students about today's issues, such as bullying, climate change, gun violence, racism. And so it's really just supposed to, it's kind of like a Dear Abby, where Ruby kind of responds to some of those young writers through the book. And then she also does have another book coming out that she announced that she told us about today, and it's dedicated to teachers. So while she didn't choose education and she didn't choose this path, she really is doing a lot, within the world of equity.
And you know what's interesting as I'm listening to you talk about this story, talking about Ruby Bridges and the book she has written and her story, like realizing how young Ruby Bridges is. Like she is still like she's I think maybe 70 at the you know
She'll
at
turn
the
70 this year. Yeah.
oh yeah she said okay, and so like it's this thought of like that was. You know, some people like to present history like, oh, that was so long ago. Like, why are you still bringing this up? Like, people, students are still writing to her because they're still dealing with the effects. They still have questions. We still have not figured out how to deal with racism, you know, along with all the other isms. But that wasn't that long ago. And I think sometimes like that is so, like, I remember I was talking with my kids once because we were talking about Martin Luther King Jr. and his assassination came up in the conversation. And one of my kids asked me, my little ones, do I know someone that was alive or that knew Martin Luther King Jr.? And so like we're looking at dates and we're like, yeah, you're Gigi. And so the kids like called Gigi, like, wait a minute, Gigi, you were alive? When Martin Luther King joined, like, because to them, in their mind, these concepts, these events, these historical events are so long ago. And a lot of times, you know, that pictures are purposely kept in black and white and kind of made to look like hundreds of years ago. But like my kids, and you know, even now I had to process, like, this was not that long ago. And we're still dealing with the effects of it.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll be I'll again we'll share in the podcast notes this short video from the TV show that she was on, very similar to what she did for the keynote today. It was a fireside chat. So there was questions at the conference I was at, and it was much longer than this video, but still a lot of the same information and just a really interesting. I always knew she was an interesting person. I just didn't know how deep her story went, I guess. And so that kind of leads us into our topic for today. So I would,
Wait,
oh, go for
Annie, before you start the topic, it is April 2024.
it.
Our book, Coaching for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, Accessibility, and Belonging, it came out on April, was it 26th, 25th?
Yeah, sometime in there.
Yeah, sometime in there, of last year. So for a whole year, because we had pre-orders and stuff. We have been talking about our book. Our book has been made available. We want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who has bought the book. We would love to hear how you are implementing the different activities and practices. So we would love for you to email us and share that with us or tag us, you know, send us a Facebook message or Instagram, and Annie can tell you where to put all the information later. But we want to really say thank you for all the people for over a year who have really been reading and consuming and continue to commit to this equity work. This equity work, it chose you. And we are so thankful that you're doing the hard work and that you're still listening to us having conversations a year plus later, and booking us to do trainings and you know, professional developments and everything. So we just want to say thank you. It's been almost a whole year.
And I think one of the really important things over the last year, people have realized that it's this book, the book that we're talking about, the work that we're talking about is not just for educators. Yes, because of who the publisher is, it was focused towards educators because that's their niche within the publishing community. But this work could be for any agency. One of the things that I've started doing in my local state is working more and more with public housing authorities, right? And this work can work in a public housing authority. It's just from a different point of view, right? Very much if you interact with people, if you interact with children, if you interact with families, this is the work that you can do. So, yes, it's kind of niched within education, but it has so much impact with that. And as Lacey said, at the end of our podcast, I kind of share where you can find us, but you can always email us at chatedpod@gmail, rankingeducationconsulting@gmail, and then you can find us at both of those tags on Instagram and LinkedIn. We are not on Twitter or X, but we are on Facebook. So Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So with that, our topic today, as I started to say, Lacey texted me like a week, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and was like, Annie, our next podcast, I want to talk about the beginner's mindset. And I was like, okay, cool, check, we got it. And then as I was thinking about it, I was like, I wonder where she's coming at this from. Like, I know that that's one of our community agreements when we when we do professional development or coach people or work with organizations. But it really, as we were talking about and planning for this, it really hit home, because where Lacey was kind of focusing is the fact that our book has been out for a year, right? I have other books out that focus in the equity field. A lot of times when we go to conferences, like Lacey was a couple weeks ago, I am now, we want to go to the diversity and equity sessions, but as soon as we sit down, we think, oh wait, I've written a book on this. Like, I'm gonna space out. I might pick up a little bit of here and there, but I'm gonna space out.
And then also to add to that, the definitions that we use, a lot of times I limit presentations to like this is the only definition. And so it's like, oh, you're it, and sometimes it can be if I don't call myself into conversation, kind of like I'm judgmental, like, oh, you didn't consider this population, or we didn't do this activity, or like I'm building their presentation in my head, like this would be more applicable to this. Like, and so I went to a conference where I was not a lead presenter. I went to a conference just as kind of like regular folks. Like no one there knew me, no one that knew I wrote a book. And I remember we were doing a social identity wheel, the social identity wheel activity. And I saw it and I was like, this is in my book. A version of it. And I had to humble myself, if I'm being very honest, because I was like, we should have went through the definitions. And then someone at the table asked a question. It was like, well, what's the difference between race and ethnicity? And so like I paused and I kind of waited to see what the conversation at the table was going to be. But at the table, there were people that were international. It was an international conference. So everyone wasn't just from the United States. And I remember like giving them like, oh, according to the US Census, Hispanic and non-Hispanic is what's, considered for ethnicity. But there were, so it was this diverse group of people. Other people started giving definitions for what ethnicity means to them, to where they're from, or to how they were raised and their perception. And so it was so interesting because I made myself stop and listen and realize that the definition one for US, the US Census is not the standard amongst everyone. And two, Lacey, there's still something that you can learn out of this activity. And so I had to like check in with myself and realize that Lacey, do you have a beginner's mindset in this? And recognize that some people, because of they're used to being the person in the room that knows a lot, that they may not have a beginner's mindset, and that I have to see them for where they are. Because there was another moment where someone jokingly said, "Well, oh, I learned something new. Now I can be a consultant." And me, somebody who is a consultant, was kind of like, oh, like you trying to talk bad about consultants. And so I said, I'm a consultant. And they kind of all looked at me because like most of them were like PhD students or professors or, like important people in the computer science world. And so I said, in terms of like early childhood education and diversity, equity, inclusion, I do consultant work and I help organizations create more equitable spaces. And some person said, because we were talking a lot about equity in this training, some person said, I would much rather outsource this work of having to like consider equity in the work that they do.
Whoa.
And I was just like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, consultant Lacey, let's go. Let's break down these barriers. Let's help this person. And it's like, one, didn't nobody ask you to do that, Lacey? Two, ain't nobody paying you to do that. Like Lacey, three, Lacey, don't try to save this person. And four, this is where they are right now in this moment. See them where they are, and then keep on going. But yeah, just really having to remind myself that even I, after the book has been out, after like it's certain activities that like Andy and I can almost do in our sleep, that I still have to have a beginner's mindset and be patient with other people who I
And
feel like have not grown as much as they should have grown in a year.
I would push back on that, like as much as they should have grown, who's the should have, right? So yeah, I mean there's that piece to it.
Yeah. And no, that's so I'm saying, I ran the summer camp, like I've worked with people. If I worked with you, especially like in coaching, sometimes it's like as the coaches, we expect to see results. And sometimes it is this frustration, if we're honest, like we're still working on these goals. Like we still and I think that's why I have to like challenge myself and make sure I still have that beginner's mindset. Because sometimes I do project those feelings of this is what you should be by now. We've done this work, like we have these receipts. You should be a little further up the mountain.
Right.
And this is like that real frustration that we can feel, especially like I know I feel it like as a wife, like if you heard last week's podcast with my husband, with last month's podcast with my husband. Like sometimes like those conversations, I'm like, I feel like we should be using more equitable language in certain things by now. We've been having this conversation for a while, but realizing like this is what my husband is.
Right. Yeah, there's so many things that come off that. But the 2 points I'm going to go from that is the one thing that I find the hardest in that beginner's mindset, especially when I'm in trainings, you know, mandatory trainings for work or in on committees or at conferences, is I expect the presenters to be at my level of knowledge or beyond, right? And so like when they don't bring up AAE, African American English, around language, like I always have to call myself into conversation. Like, do I raise my hand and say something about that as like the white woman, or do I just let that slide? Or when we're talking about religion, right? Do I actually like not correct? I mean, some people might see it as correcting. Do I actually like correct them and say, actually, it's like religion, non-religion, spirituality. When we say religion, we're actually centering it on something already, and we're already, you know, like, do I start to go into the coaching mode, or do I just need to sit back and see again, like you said, how other people, I will learn something from this, right? And so kind of taking yourself out of that leader mode, that consultant mode, that coaching mode, I don't really know what it is. Like, I think that what I'm pulling out from this conversation, and I thought it would go this way, but I wasn't sure, is that like Lacey and I are still in a beginner's mindset, even though we have done this work for years. And we still call each other and ourselves into conversation. We are still checking ourselves. That checking in with yourself, or saying, okay, stop for a minute, never should never really stop if you're truly kind of moving up that mountain, for that analogy from our book. So yeah, the other thing I was going to say is when you were bringing up Michael from last thing, I think it would be, I don't think my son would do it, but I think it would be interesting to bring my son on, because he has listened to the, see, so he has, you know, been in my house since COVID, especially when he was, you know, home from school since 2020, and he's listened to these over and over and over again. And he has start to kind of parrot the things that we say. So like, if I say something, he's like, Mom, it's equity over equality. And I'm like, okay. You know, like he starts to like, he's so much further in his journey, because yes, he may be a little bit making fun of me because he's a 15-year-old. But he's so much further in his kind of equity journey because he's listened to it time after time after time, and kind of sometimes calls me into conversation as, you know, as his mother. So yeah, I always think that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny until it's not
Until it's not.
funny. So yes, and definitely as seeing my little ones getting older, it's like, oh yes, thank you. Like yes, that equity mindset is something we should all have. But sometimes can we keep this moving? Because I have three little mouths that sometimes want to constantly remind me, and it's like. Yes. And like sometimes I joke with my husband, especially at the end of the day, and I'm like trying to find like the terminology. And so I'm just like, I'm done talking. Like my brain is tired. And using the I want, you know, I want to watch Wilding Out, and I just want to be left alone. Let's not talk about anything deep. Leave me alone.
We don't always have to talk about deep things.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, but so in having a beginner's mindset is so important. It is so important. And continuing to recognize when you don't have it, it's also important. Because
Very much part of that process.
yeah, because we're always learning. I remember there was some training I went to, and they made us start a training and say, I'm a teacher and a learner. Like, I'm teaching people, but I'm also learning. And remember that we never stop learning.
Yeah. And so with that, we hope you all continue to learn and keep the conversation going.
Bye.
The producer is Annie Ranking. The music creator is Michael Thigpen. We would love to hear from you. You can connect with us on Instagram at ChatEdPod and other social media platforms at Ranking Education Consulting LLC. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at chatedpod@gmail.com. Also, we would love for you to subscribe, share, and leave a review. We appreciate all of you. Thank you.